Have you been working so damn hard in your business? You are taking consistent action. You're doing all the things. You're showing up on a regular basis, yet you are still not getting the results that you want. Your schedule is pretty empty. You're fully ready to take clients, but they're not on your schedule. They're not on your roster, right? Then you will probably benefit from listening to this episode where I do hot seat coaching with one of my audience members, Lori. So Lori was having a lot of this experience, a lot of these struggles, probably the exact same struggles as you. And I really love these hot seat coaching sessions because it helps me help people in real time and it helps you relate and maybe understand where you are going wrong as well. So I'm super excited to hang out with Lori on this episode, and I hope you will find it incredibly valuable, and hopefully you'll relate and you will uncover some of the mistakes that you also might be making. I hope you enjoy this episode. Enjoy. Welcome to the Wealthy Coach Podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two, so fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. Welcome back to the Wealthy Coach Podcast, everyone, and I am hanging out here with Lori. How's it going, Lori?
Going great. How are you, Kendra? Thank you so much for inviting me to come in and be with you.
No problem. And thanks so much for being here. I'm really excited to have you in the hot seat today and go through your business and the things you've been struggling with. And hopefully by the end of this session, you'll feel a little bit more clear and a little bit more on track. So are you ready to be in the hot seat?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right. So why don't you just tell everyone listening a little bit more about your business? Feel free to give us lots of details and then we'll dive into some of the things you've been struggling with.
Okay. Well, I just finished the functional diagnostic nutrition course. I just graduated September 23rd.
Congrats.
And I'm super excited to really get started, but a little overwhelming at the same time because there's a lot of business aspects that I'm trying to build together. So I'm basically in Kendra's university and I'm just trying to figure it out, podcast by podcast. And I did do one health coach program prior to this. I did the ADAPT functional health coach program as well. And I felt like I was getting momentum, and I finished that up back June last year, put my website together, I've been writing blogs. And then in January, I felt like I had a really good jump start. I started doing lectures at where I work at a natural food store, and they allowed me to do some lectures. I started doing that, and I started writing more podcasts too to coincide with what we were doing at the store when we were doing like a chocolate tea. And so I kept just kind of getting into that and doing the lectures, and then COVID hit. So, I mean, right. I had one lecture, I had one client, she paid me, she wanted to do 6 months, and I haven't heard from her since. I've sent her a couple emails and I just left it at that. And I found that the other health coaching program too seemed to be too limiting for me because I was more focused and passionate in the nutritional side. So I felt that the functional diagnostic would give me more momentum to help people solve solutions rather than just sitting down and maybe supporting them from a health coach point of view. They wanted more solutions from me. Since I work at a natural food store, I'm really big on supplements and nutritional diet. And that's what I was looking to help people with. And the functional diagnostic nutrition is really that outlet to help me with that. So now I just got to put it all together and just get out there and find my clients and start working.
Right. Okay. So, so it looks like you were doing some workshops and not so much anymore. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're currently doing online to try to attract clients?
Well, I have the website. I've been doing blogs, ever since I started listening to you. I did download the niche workbook and I've been doing that. So I'm working on, I think I just dialed it in last night. My niche, I'm hoping I dialed it in. And still trying to fine tune my message. And I am tailoring it more towards women and weight loss because that was my niche plan. So I've been adjusting my message to people. And I remember hearing, I think you might have said that you can't just post something on website unless it's about your message and about offering something. Mm. So somewhere along the line, I'm trying to make sure everything I post or say has a message towards my niche statement and then also kind of leads into more of a offering.
Okay.
So I'm trying to fine tune that. Just last night, I went back into Facebook, changed my message and to address my niche and put it in Facebook. So, I mean, I'm trying to get that dialed in. I still have to fix my website.
Okay, cool. Okay, so I really want to talk about your, I say niche because I'm Canadian. So let's talk about your niche. You say niche. Yeah, because you said you got it dialed in last night. So I'd love to go through that and we can make sure that it's super clear. So why don't you tell me what that is?
All right. So what I came up with is I help women lose weight so they can be confident, fit, and beautiful so they can stop stressing and start living.
Okay, cool. I think this is a really good start. Okay. But I want us to like get a little bit more clear. Okay. Just because, you know, when it comes to like messaging, you want to have a clear message that actually speaks to specific people, as I'm sure you've heard me say over and over a million times.
Right.
And so I love that you work with women, but obviously women can be anywhere from like 18 to 100 and whatever, right? And
right.
The way you would talk to an 18-year-old versus a 90-year-old, they'd have different language, they're in different life phases. And you know, you don't need to get like so crazy specific right now. Like you can kind of, you know, whittle it down over time after you see who you ultimately attract. But it's good to kind of start somewhere with like a certain type of woman, whether it's an age group or some other life stage. So where do you foresee that being?
I kind of threw the word professional around. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought about the word active. You mentioned you work with active women. Mm-hmm. I don't know what type of women I'm going to attract for weight loss. I'm 57. I'm menopausal. I don't know if that should be my focus or if younger girls are going to be attracted to me. I just don't know yet how to get that dialed in. One of the things I'm trying to work on now is putting my questions together for that marketing research you suggested. Mm-hmm. So that I can go and speak to some girls. I've got a niece, a couple of nieces I could talk to, a couple of women at work I want to talk to, and then maybe posting something on Facebook to see if there's somebody, more people I can find to speak to. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what age bracket I would market to.
And that's totally fine. You know, I usually when I find if people are confused, it's always good to just like make it yourself. You know what I mean? Because we tend to attract
right.
People who are like us, because people mm-hmm. like to hang out with people who they connect with and see themselves in. You know, that being said, obviously there are people who work with people in different age groups. But, you know, when it comes to something like weight loss, obviously, like when you're dealing with weight loss post-menopausally, it's going to be different than
it's a pre-menopausal thing, right? Mm-hmm.
So that is something to consider because, again, you're going to talk to and you're just going to have different challenges, right? People gain weight at 30 versus 50 for typically, you know, bit of a different reason. And obviously when you're in your women in their 50s are going to have a bit of a harder time.
Right. Typically. So working more towards the word professional with that, you know, active, busy moms or not busy moms per se, but, you know, professional women who are working, you know, mm-hmm. they're working hard, they're stressed out, you know, they know they want to lose weight. They want to find that balance, but they're just too stressed out to really get to the point where they just know exactly what to do, perhaps.
See, I really like this because when we think of like professional busy women, that's great because, you know, they're juggling probably like family, job, they're possibly professionally driven. And that might, you know, play into why they're gaining weight or play into why they don't necessarily feel like they have time.
Right. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at too, because I'm still working, you know, I've got that stress issue going on and, you know, and premenopausal. So just doing the school for the last 4 months, that put 5 pounds on around me because I was sitting around eating too many snacks. So definitely not as active as I should have been. So definitely busy professional women might be,
I love it.
I could tag into that.
And that could be multiple ages. And that's why it's nice, like, but it's a similar life phase, right? Like,
still so in I did similar like phases. That, basically, wow, so many more women, but it gives it a little bit more.
Yeah. And I mean, it means that like within what you teach them, you're going to be talking about like how to like make this healthy lifestyle, this, you know, weight loss lifestyle work within your busy schedule, right? You're going to really tailor
it. That does sound right. Okay. Mm-hmm. I do like that.
Cool. Okay. That's awesome. Okay. So we've got like the person, which is like the busy professional woman, which I like. And obviously like the more you work with people, you might whittle this down further. You might be like, wow, I work with busy women who are postmenopausal, and you get hyper-specific in that way, or maybe not, right? Like it's okay. Sure. You can just kind of see how things go. And I love that you're doing the market research. That's amazing. Okay. So the next thing we have to maybe whittle down a little bit more is like, I know the problem is weight loss, but sometimes it can be helpful to kind of get an idea of like how much weight they want to lose. Cause obviously someone who's 100 pounds overweight, it's very different than someone who might be 15 pounds overweight.
Exactly.
And again, that can come with time, but it will affect the way you speak about it. Because obviously like someone who needs to lose 100 pounds, like it's a very different program than a woman who is just trying to lose like 10 to 20 pounds, right?
Right. It is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you would put that into this statement.
Yeah. You might just say something like, you know, I help professional busy women looking to lose the last 10 to 20 pounds or something like that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And just even throw it in there. And obviously you might have women who have 50 pounds to lose or five, like you'll still attract that, but it definitely like differentiates from people who are just like carrying a little bit of extra or mm-hmm. versus like someone who's severely overweight or obese.
What about looking to lose that stress weight? Would
I mean, it could work, but my question would be, do they know what stress weight is? Do they know that stress causes their weight gain? Cause they might not. They probably don't.
Okay. All right.
So yeah. And it's all about speaking their language, right? Because like, we know what stress weight is. We're like, yeah, it's obvious that's stress weight, but they're just like, yeah, no, I'm stressed and I'm overweight, but what does that have to do with the order? Right. Okay. And then, yeah, in terms of like their desire, I think you'll get a bit more clarity on that when you talk with people, right, to figure out what they really want. But if it's busy professional women, then it might have to do with something you mentioned, confidence, when you said the niche statement. Like confidence at work or in their professional life, or, you know, feeling good in their little suit that they wear potentially or whatever.
Yeah, I guess I'm really like, you know, I've been overweight my whole life. So that's definitely been something that I gravitate towards and feel confident working with getting people dialed into their diet so that they can lose that weight, be healthy, be fit, be confident, feel beautiful, and get all of that dialed in.
And I love the confident and feel beautiful. Yeah. Like I really, that's really nice.
No, I didn't know if I should just do active or fit. Or fit in another adjective or leave it at two adjectives. But I want people to be able to be active to go hiking. You know, like a lot of people don't feel energized. Or maybe energized is a better word than fit.
Well, I would keep it related because again, like people who want to lose weight may not realize that the fact that they're overweight is causing their energy issues. Like typically you're going to attract people who are overweight and fatigued. Like they're going to have more symptoms than just one, but you want to attract the people who are focused on weight loss. And then you can teach them inside your stuff that, yeah, you're probably going to get more energized as a result of this, but focus on the desire that is fully related to like the opposite of what they're feeling right now as someone who's overweight, if that makes sense.
Right. The confident and beautiful specifically. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Cause we know like as health coaches, FDNs, that like people, they're not just going to lose weight, right? They're going to get all these other great, amazing symptoms and their mind is going to be blown. But really right now, the only thing they probably care about if they're finding you is like, they're just like, I want to just lose the weight and I don't know.
But that's what I love about it. You know, it's like, you know, this is like almost the beginning starting point. And then you just get further into the testing and you unravel everything else and they just have more weight loss and then better support for their health.
Absolutely.
That would unravel.
Yeah, totally. And it's really just about, you know, everyone's hanging out in the conventional medical paradigm. So we got to go kind of meet them there and then kind of show them the new way, attract them with what they want. And then, you know, once we've got them hooked, we can give them what they need. And they'll be happy regardless because most people don't actually care how you get them there. They just want to know that you can get them there. Right.
Right. You know, I have to kind of remember that to meet them where they are and not get too lost in that nutritional lingual. angle.
Yeah. And I mean, that's definitely a struggle for all health coaches. You know, we're smarty pantses, you know, and we're passionate about it, but you know, the regular person can have no idea what we're talking about.
So is it too long to add in, so they can stop stressing and start living?
I would probably just focus on like confidence and like feel beautiful or feel sexy, feel fit, whatever language you think they'd more likely use, because yeah, you don't want it to be too much of a mouthful. And you know, stop stressing and start living. Like they may not fully connect with that, but I would see what your market research tells you, because really take note of the words that they use when they describe how they want to feel.
The market research will be interesting, because I'm kind of like, the word sexy to me at my age, I don't want the women in my age to feel like that would be, you know, maybe they don't want to feel 60 and that makes them feel uncomfortable. And so then I would be worried about that if I'm marketing more towards menopause. And so, yeah, that would be interesting to see how that kind of unravels.
Yeah, you'll get so much information. So I'm really glad you're doing that exercise, because you're going to get a lot of clarity from that.
Yeah. So that's my focus for the next couple of weeks.
Cool. Awesome. Okay. So I feel like we've gotten your niche pretty whittled down. Okay. And then your next question was, how do you attract clients who are willing to sign up and work with you? So can you clarify that question a little bit, and then we'll dive into that.
Right. So I get people who are interested, and I was making the mistake of telling them about the program and trying to explain the cost, because they always want to know what the cost, and I wasn't able to really pull them in. I've only pulled one person into a onboarding session, and she was going to try and save money and wait. So I probably should have done the issue where, you know, 2 month or 3 month payment would have been fine. Mm-hmm. But at the time I just said it was, you know, cash up front or full payment.
Right.
So I think next time, I like the idea. One of the coaches was saying something about two or three payments so that they feel less stressed out about investing in the program. So I've learned a couple more things since then. And from listening to you and from one of your DM feedbacks was to make sure that there's a lot of information that goes into an onboarding, and the cost and the packages are different. So let's just jump into a call and see how it would go. So that's kind of where I was struggling, is trying to get them into that call so that I can give them the information in more of a private situation.
Okay, cool. And so have you created a signature program or like kind of
No.
an, yeah. So this will help, right? Because people want to know that you have something that is exactly what they want. And now that you know that you help, you know, these busy professional women lose weight, you want to create a program just for them. Now it's not, you don't have to get too crazy with it. Like really what you're going to be doing if you're an FDN is basically just, you know, FDN stuff or, you know, whatever that is, going through the diet, going through the lifestyle, stress reduction, all that stuff. But you want to kind of like, package it up into sort of like a unique like method or series of steps, and then just give it a name that is your people are going to connect with. Right.
Right. Yeah, I'm definitely excited to start with the metabolic typing diet to pull that in, because I think people really need to understand about food more thoroughly as to what makes them feel good so that they have less food cravings. So that one, and then the MRT, I think that's how I want to start it all out. While waiting for all the other tests to come in, we would be working on the diet to begin with.
Right. And so that's going to be your unique method, because you're going to do it a little bit different than other FDNs, you know, based on like the labs that you select to use and, you know, bringing in something like metabolic typing. And that's why it's going to be, you know, different. Right. And people are going to wonder, well, you know, I've done other things. Why is this different? And you're like, well, it's the XYZ method, and it's different than these other things that you do because of this. Right. So having a signature offer will help you attract, and naming it something that connects with your ideal client. And I do agree with you. You do want to get people onto a call, right?
Right.
Because, you know, when you tell people a price, that's all they have to go.
Yeah.
People are used to price comparing. And with what we do, it's really invaluable, right? Because if people follow your program, they could change their life.
Right. And then, you know, once you get them on the onboarding, what Jen Maleka was saying, you know, you call it an investment, you know, or the investment in this will be this. And so then it's much easier to control that flow and offer in a private phone call than it is out in on a sales floor at the store or something like that.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, sometimes like you can sell people over like, you know, a direct message or something like that. But if you have, if you're pricing your program properly, it's going to be a little bit higher ticket. And you are going to want to talk to someone, not only to, you know, show them the value of what you're offering, but just to make sure they're a good fit, right? Because you want to know that you can help someone. And that's kind of the primary goal of that call, is just to determine, is this someone I can help? And are they willing to do the work, right?
Exactly. Yeah, so I'm working on that as well, as getting them into an onboarding call. I'm not charging at this point. I just want to practice getting people onto onboarding calls. Cool. And then once I get a fuller schedule, then I can go more towards charging for onboarding calls if it comes up to that or not.
Yeah.
And changing the word to more of a qualifying onboarding call, because you had mentioned that.
I love the word qualifying call, because you're qualifying them, right?
I'm trying to internalize that more. A qualifying call.
Totally. And I mean, I say initially, like, sales calls, you know, they take a lot of time to finesse. They take a lot of practice. And
right. So initially,
just offer them for free, make it really low barrier to enter so you can get lots of them. But at some point you'll end up with too many and you'll want to start either charging or, you know, application only or something like that. But in the meantime, it's just good to talk to lots of people and just get experience doing them.
Yeah. So that's one of the things I've been studying, is just writing everything down, trying to get the onboarding, qualifying call, questions all kind of straight in my head and write it all out so that I can have it there and ready to use.
Totally. Awesome. Okay. So let's talk about your Facebook page, because your next question was, if I only use Facebook, am I using my time? So is that your primary social media?
Yes. And that's what I've been doing. And that works for that my age group, because being 57, the people that are following me tend to be more my age, people from high school, my family. I've had some younger people come in from work or at the other health coaching group that I was in, and the current health coaching group. So there was some different ages coming in. Some younger women are in there. But I don't know a lot about Instagram. And you did mention just using one to start off with, so it's not overwhelming. So I am trying to fine-tune Facebook and make sure that I got that fine-tuned. But I am dabbling into getting Instagram set up so that I could also